Hello and welcome to Safe Space, the space where I share with you my journal entries, my gratitude, and some topics that I feel help me and I hope help you. Let's go ahead and begin by arriving in the moment, guys. Let's take a deep breath here. Let yourself slow down in this moment and truly just open up to feeling the gratitude of all of the things that we are blessed with in this moment, maybe a blessing that we received during the week or even the month or even the year. If you're not thankful for the same things that I am thankful for today, I highly encourage you to take this time to think of three things that you can be thankful for in your current situation. I am thankful that I have a car that gets me from A to B. I'm thankful that I have money to put gas in my car. I'm thankful that I have a job to be able to work and put gas in my car and keep a roof over my head. I'm so thankful for the random people that support me, that go unseen, that I don't even know about. I'm thankful for the behind the scenes. I'm thankful for the things that I don't even know are coming, but are blessings that are soon to be here with me. I could be grateful all day, but let's go ahead and dive into the topic today, which is don't rush just to wait in line. We live in such a fast-paced society that glorifies hustle culture, which is working long hours, glamorizing exhaustion, having self-worth tied to success, and setting unrealistic expectations. I want to emphasize the part that mentions we tend to tie our self-worth to success. This leaves us believing that we aren't valuable if we aren't successful in the eyes of others or if we don't reach our unrealistic expectations that we have placed on ourselves. It doesn't help that almost every day on social media we see stories of people all over achieving the success that we dream of. What we don't think about when we see others achieving success is the patience and consistency that person had to have in order to achieve that goal. Nothing built with a firm foundation happens fast, guys. Think about it. When you're rushing through something, you don't pay as much attention to detail, and the product is naturally lower quality than if you were to take time and be intentional about what you're making. Even with something as small as putting away clothes, if you sloppily fold your clothes and throw them in the drawer, yeah, they're put away, but when you go to pick out an outfit, it will be harder for you and it'll make a bigger mess than if you were to just have taken the time to neatly fold and organize your clothes in the first place. Even though the logical thing to do is neatly fold the clothes and organize them, at first sight, we often don't because we are what Dr. Meyer Friedman calls hurry sick. We get the chronic feeling that we need to act with urgency and we feel a compulsive need to rush through tasks. We feel like we are behind and we need to catch up to where we should be. We have to wake up and realize that we are where we should be. You are where you should be. We often spend the time we use to complete a task thinking about the next task we want to complete, and we rarely take time to celebrate our small achievements, such as putting clothes away, because before we are even done, we're thinking about doing something else. We rush through one door just to wait in line at another. From the point of view of a soon-to-be college graduate with big hopes and dreams, I can testify that I often get hurry sick. I want my success to come fast. I get caught up thinking I should be doing more than I am and that I need to achieve my big goals and dreams as soon as possible so I will be happy and harmonious. But the truth is, you will never be happy unless you choose to be happy right now. I often have to remind myself of this. It is truly about the journey and not the destination. Because once you get to the destination, after a while, you'll find yourself thinking of where you want to go next. Take time to stop and smell the roses, to slow down and see the sights, ugly and beautiful, along the way. The definition of success is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. So think of your big goal and break it down into realistic, small achievements that you can achieve and be proud of every single day. Take time to embrace the trials and errors, and especially take time to celebrate every small victory. You can be successful every day by achieving the small steps that will naturally get you to the top of the staircase. You are successful now, and I believe in you. It's time you believe in yourself. You are worthy and you are valuable now. Keep going and keep growing, one step at a time. I love you guys, and take one step today to be the best version of yourself, to be the person that you want to be. Because by acting like the person you want to be, you will become the person you want to be. I love you and have a great day.